Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of I Dig Your Soul podcast with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is the 5th of January, 2021. It is a Tuesday morning, 5:30 in LA. LA's hit super, super hard with the COVID virus, and I just found out one of my closest friends has it yesterday, and they couldn't believe it. I think that when it's like over here in a cloud on one side, it feels far away, and then all of a sudden it's not far away at all. So it's been a real reality, a real interesting way of just having to feel how important life is in an instant, how important breathing is in an instant, or smelling and tasting, losing more than half your strength in a day. And yet, this person has such a depth of self-love that I thought, I know I've done more shows on self-love, more shows than we can count on our hands and our feet, and probably more. And yet there was more to say. And how I reacted and what they were going through was really a very... It was a talk with such depth because looking back at life, we don't realize, and sometimes we get to, how much we have going for us because we are so wrapped up in what isn't going for us. So needless to say, yesterday, I was not able to put a show up, and I didn't even realize that I didn't write a show up until I was falling asleep. So I thought, oh my gosh, well, I wake up early and I will write up a show for today. And I did. I woke up at like, I don't know, 10 to 3 in the morning, and I came down and I wrote up the show. And I thought, all I could think about is self-love. I cannot get it out of my mind. Because we have just kind of gone into this place of, yeah, self-love. Yeah, I love myself. It's like the not only the new buzzword, it's becoming the old buzzword. It's like we have more now. But self-love, the first thing that Christ talked to me about and continues to talk to me about till this very day, it is the core of every single one of us. Because it's not what self-love does alone, it's what it doesn't do that's even bigger. Doesn't self-love do? Because we all know, for the most part, that there's a calm that comes with a person who accepts themselves. If you were to define self-love, you'd say self-acceptance, but then, you know, that sounds like another broad title with no, well, wait, what is that? How do I accept myself? How do I love myself? How do I care for myself? And a lot of people think caring for themselves is physically, that they make sure they look good and you know, it does make us feel better in the overall picture, but sometimes it can mask some things. So it's not what the end result is, it's how we got there and why we got there. But we always know when we meet someone, it is unmistakable because it's a calm that we feel. We feel it around that person. They're not trying to be anything for you, but you can tell that they're trying to do that for themselves, that an effort is put towards making the best decisions that any of us can make. But we don't see it. We feel it first, right? Because Christ keeps saying, energy precedes words. We feel what someone is feeling like before they open their mouth to tell us what they want to tell us. And if it conflicts with what we feel, we start to question them like, well, wait a minute. Well, how does this work? Well, wait, I don't understand. How could you have done this if this happened? And it just goes on because something doesn't rest when the truth isn't on the table, isn't in the forefront. And maybe they just didn't explain it right, and when they do, you're like, oh, I get that. Oh, now I can see what you're talking about. And a lot of times it's a growth for us. Self-love. What doesn't self-love do? When you're talking to someone who understands their role in their own life, they don't need things like cover stories. I did this because they don't believe they deserve to just do it because they wanted or felt that they needed to or that it would make them feel better. I bought this because. I went here because. I'm doing this because. I'm coloring my hair blonde because I always want to see what that would look like. I'm rearranged my house because there was a lot of things that were just taking up space and it cluttered my mind. You say to your kid, I don't want you to go to that party starting at 11 p.m. at night. Nothing good happens after 11. It's not that I don't want you to have fun. But with the way things are going in life right now, that might not be in your best interest. And you may go, and you may find out tomorrow you wish you didn't, or you may go and think you had the best time in your life. But overall, I just don't think it's a great decision to make. Give them something to think about instead of something to fight against. If there's any rule I can give any parent, it's that. Give them something to think about rather than something to defend or rebel against. Because that's what happens when we think we're boss. Because we have to teach our kids to run their own lives, not to listen to ours. The other thing that someone who has self-love does not do, they don't defend. They don't speak in defense. If you say something, they don't feel they have to defend it because they've already mentally defended it in their mind and said, huh, I want to do this because, and they did their little filter and went to their purest intent. They know exactly why they're doing what they're doing. I would like to see this happen. I think or believe that if I take this path, it will, and that will make me happy. Important part of that was, and that will make me happy. They are okay with being happy. They're okay with it. I know people who get to where they finally wanted to be, and instead of being happy, they took that marker and pushed it even further, which is great because you're growing forward. But they're not happy about it. They're like, oh, yeah, well, that felt too easy to get to. That if they didn't start, they wouldn't have gotten to the next point. They wouldn't have gotten to the next question, to the next part. I know that we were not taught to love ourselves. But when someone understands the value of understanding ourselves and accepting ourselves, at first we're not even comfortable with being okay with being okay, because we don't get to see that. No one teaches us, hey, it's okay to be okay. Like, you better work to be better. Oh, you could always do better. It's like you cannot catch up. But self-love is caught up. You are allowed to grow even further. Because self-love doesn't accuse. Again, starting at home, starting with your own self to yourself. Well, you didn't get that because you made a bad decision. Well, you always make bad decisions. That's why you're where you're at right now, because you are bad. And then someone might tell you you're bad and you'll get in a big fight with them because you already think it and now they verified it. But they only said it because your energy's saying it, because your words are saying it, when self-love is not understood. The other thing we do when self-love is not present is we blame. And then we judge. Everything we can do to separate ourselves from the very love we're looking for, we do. We have shouting matches. We need to win. But the hardest one to detect, I see Maria wrote, doesn't put us down. Yes. Self-love doesn't put us down, but it doesn't need to. What does it have to gain? If you love yourself and you want to put yourself down, instead of you getting away with putting yourself down, self-love will go, wait a minute, back up. Now take a look at what just happened. Why did I do that? Why did I need to do that? Did it make me feel better? Will I have had to hurt someone's feelings? Well, I'm not okay with that. Will I hurt my own feelings? Will I set myself up for that? Well, wait, I'm not okay with that either. Oh, I get it. Just take a breath. Take a breath and make a decision to not allow that thinking in my head. And next time you show up, I'm throwing you out a lot quicker. What self-love sounds like. It's not perfect. You will not make the best decision every time because there may be stuff you just don't know. But you get in your mind that you're here to learn. You get in your mind that you're here to find out what's not the answer as much as what is the answer. And if you find out what's not the answer, you say things like, and you can even laugh about it, not like, haha, I'm glad I just wasted 3 or 4 months of my life or a year or two. But wow, I must have needed to learn that. And this is what it took for me to learn that? I remember after 13 years of marriage. Yes, I was broken on my way out. Took me a long time to recover. But I used to say to myself, if I had to go through this again to learn what I learned, I would. Damning the experience. instead of saying it was a mistake. Instead of putting myself down for a decision I made when I was 13 years younger. Instead of trying to break down the other person who's the father of my children. Instead of telling everybody a cover story that made me look good and him look bad. Defending my decision as though I don't know if I'm sure about my decision yet or not. Instead of accusations and blame and judgment and shouting matches. I did not need to win anything. That's what self-love looks like. We pay attention to a way out of conflict rather than a way in. Because you don't need the conflict to buy you time away from life, to occupy you, to make you feel like you're doing something. Instead, you actually want to do something. You don't need to go to the excuse buffet. You don't need to pick up an excuse for the day or the month or the year or your life. Understand that mental economy in your head. Am I in a deficit? Do I feel drained? Should I rest? Should I pull back? Should I take some things off my plate? And then there's other times where that little economy in your head that's always balancing out everything you do, you might be saying, hey, I'm in a place where I can take more things on. I can add this. I can go out and help people. I feel like being of service right now in my life. Take yourself up on where you're at any given time in your life. We have been taught that loving ourselves means that we don't care about other people. And the exact opposite is true. When you feel love for yourself, what follows it past the acceptance is a compassion. And then that acceptance and that compassion and that love all put together is what you are sharing, because you are exchanging energy with yourself in that way every single day. It is a way of life, not a great thought for the day. It doesn't give you these emotional segues that let all of your insecurities run the show and drive what goes on in your life. Self-love takes our insecurities, faces them, reimagines them, and creates those insecurities, walks them across that bridge, and gives them a sense of security, a sense of a foundation for you to draw from. And you may say, hey, you know what? I got to work on that. I don't like the way I feel when I'm around other people. I don't know why I don't feel as good as they are. What's in me that does that? Why do I tell other people how great they are, and then when they reciprocate, why do I put myself down? Why do I take it away? Why do I push it back? Oh, because in that little mental economy in my head, I let that insecurity that everyone else is better than I am stick around. Why did I do that? Why do I need that? What if next time I just say thank you and then be quiet? Like, thank you. That was really kind. Thank you for even saying that. Because that's how you really feel. But that part of us that didn't accept that, hey, we're not so bad, hasn't shown up yet in your everyday life, in your language, in the way you walk, in the way you dress, in the way you eat. We treat self-love like that diet that we're going to get to one day. So today I'll eat every single thing I feel like because I'm starting tomorrow. And then by 2 o'clock in the afternoon the next day, you're saying the same thing. And before you know it, instead of a diet, you're gaining and gaining and gaining because you're overstuffing yourself. You're overpaying attention to what isn't working to the point where you just are swinging yourself on a pendulum between dream and reality. And you can't see it right away. And we're that way with self-love. Oh, that's too much to think about. I'll think about that another day. But today, I'll just do what I always do. I'm kind of comfortable when I put myself down. Kind of makes me feel real. But instead of letting that statement go, you got to say, like, really? That's what makes me feel real? Geez, if I don't have my back, who could I expect to have my back? What does self look like when you're really angry? Well, instead of blaming the other person, you say to yourself, why am I that angry over this? Why did that get to me in that way? Why? That's what self-love does. And you may say something to the other person that hurts their feelings, but it'll only hurt their feelings because it's true, not because you are pointing fingers. And I'll tell you right now, the truth will settle the argument. It will open the door to heal that anger. But it is super hard to take. Because once you tell the truth, the person who had the anger that needed to fight now doesn't have that forum, and they will get upset at you for that. They will attack you because they don't want to see it. And if they don't want to see it, they're not going to let you see it. Just not okay. And if you can understand that going in, you can always say to the person, I know you're angry. I understand that that anger has been there for a long time. There's nothing I can do about that. That's yours. But if you would like, I can tell you the truth of why we are having this discussion, at least from my point of view. You can't get more objective than that. Because what happens, there's this passive-aggressive behavior that is so common that if we didn't call it passive and aggressive, we would wonder what someone is doing to us. Nice, 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 hit. Nice, 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 another hit. Nice, 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 another hit. And before you know that once you get nice, you're going to get hit. And then once you get hit, you're going to get nice back. You start to see the pattern. Here, let me call you out. And let me tell you, I don't mean to be doing that. But let me check on you. Let me see what you're doing. Let me see where you're going. Let me see who you're talking to. And then later on, you tell them, you say, oh, I was talking to Joe Smith about repairing the house and whatever. And they're like, oh, wow, great. Then a day or two later, they're like, you know, that Joe guy, I don't think he's very good. Why? Do you know anything about him that I don't know? No, it's just a feeling I have. I don't think you'll be making a great choice with him. You're like, oh, why? Because he's the one who gave me the idea, and I kind of like the idea. And I was actually thinking of going forward. Do you want to be involved, or do you just want to tell me things that you actually don't know? Because I need to go forward, and I want to make the best decision I can. So if you know anything that we can back up, instead of pointing the finger at them, that you can back up, that we can back up, it will help me make a better decision. You've just diffused a judgment, an accusation, a defense, what could be a shouting match, needing to win, by saying, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care what you think. How many times have we heard that? You don't need a cover story. Oh, I want him because. I just said the truth. I think he'll do a good job. It was his idea. I would have never thought of that. I would have never thought to put those spikes up on the top of my fence because our area is getting a little rougher. I was just going to put a big wall, but they said, no, 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 you don't have to go that far. You don't want to block your view. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. You don't want to live in a fort. Oh, well, I wouldn't use him. Just a feeling. For nothing, that would have nothing to do with them. I know it sounds like a silly example, but these are things people tell me. These are things I hear. These are things I do. Being real doesn't mean being blatantly honest and dropping truth bombs on people of what you see them doing. Asking for permission, like, hey, you know what? I have an observation. I'll share it with you if you want. I need nothing back from this. I don't need you to do anything to make me happy, but I sure love it when you're happy. Or someone comes and points a finger at you, and instead of you lashing out at them, you say, hey, you know what? You're right. I don't know that. Let me figure it out. All you want to do is figure it out. That's what life is about. And you understand that when self-love is present. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know everything. Self-love takes that pressure off of you and gives you a way out with balance and objectivity. And if we couldn't talk about self-love enough, I'm really glad we talked about it today. It felt like this warm fireside chat. And my time is already up. When I look at the thing and it bleeps in my ear, I'm like, oh, my God, what time is it? I love you guys so very much, and I'll see you tomorrow on Relationship Wednesday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the I Dig Your Soul podcast. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.